Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, rolling up on four decades of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer, so I know a little bit about boxing. Guess what? You know a little bit more. So I open up the toll-free just for you at the top of each hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Well, that contest across the pond that I was going to get up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning to watch, and I didn't. Well, guess what? Junto Nakatani, of course, I'm talking about Rudy Hernandez's fighter down there in L.A., the trainer of former and the brother of former world champion Gennaro Hernandez. He said that Nakatani's the best fighter we ever had. Well, I sort of believe that. Junto Nakatani last night, a one-punch, one-round knockout winner over Vincent Astrabaleo. Bottom line is, Astrabaleo came to fight, but he was no match for the champ. So, of course, Japanese boxing taking off now. Nonoa Inoue, probably the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world of boxing. He's the guy that's always active. He's the guy that's knocking out people that are decent. He's not like Terrence Crawford fighting once a year, once and a half a year. Bottom line is, these guys need to fight more often. Speaking of fighting more often, is that guy that beat Devin Haney, I don't want to mention his name, but is he suspended? I mean, they're talking about him fighting some superstar. Bottom line, Shakur Stevenson. And is Shakur Stevenson a superstar? I don't think so. Back with Kenny Rainford from the UK after this. Sir Kenneth Rainford, of course, the King's special envoy for boxing.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And a half minutes past the hour. Take it time to take it across the pond.
Bringing Sir Kenneth Rainford. Of course, the king has not anointed him as a knight yet, but we are working on that as I speak. Straight up, Kenny, how's life treating you? How's your little princess?
They're all good. All good. All good, Pedro.
Is she still doing the pony thing or what?
She's had a layoff from the pony because she's had her exams to do. They're all done now. So, yeah, come the end of August, she'll be back. She'll be back on it.
So, how did the exams go?
Well, we get the results through mid to late August, so it's looking okay. Yeah, it's looking good.
Well, you know, just chip off the old block. You're pretty smart, so I imagine she's pretty smart. Speaking of a guy that's not too smart, I don't know. Maybe if you share the same opinion as I do, but if I was 6'9", I couldn't imagine anybody ever beating me in a boxing ring, and I had a little bit of skills. Do you see where I'm coming from here, as far as Tyson Fury getting steamrolled by Oleg Usyk?
I couldn't believe what I was seeing, Pedro. I mean, I was there ringside working it, and I think it was the sixth round when Fury hurt Usyk, and he should have just finished the job there and then, and you know, he got cocky with himself and paid the price. But the scary part of the fight was how hurt Fury was against Usyk, who we regard really as not a dynamic puncher.
True. Sir Kenneth Rainford on the line from the UK. But I've got to say this about Tyson Fury. There comes a time when guys can't take anymore. Even old boxing bags get to the point where, maybe after 35 or 40 years, but they get to a point where they're dilapidated or they just can't take a shot anymore. And I think that's basically that Tyson Fury sort of, he can't take it. He can't take any incoming fire.
No, he can't. And the thing about, someone pointed out, Joe Egan pointed out a fact, the four best performances that Tyson Fury's ever put together was when his father wasn't in his corner.
Is his father Huey?
No, John Fury.
John Fury. The brother's Huey, right?
Yeah, the brother's Huey. It creates like a circus atmosphere, you know, the goings on behind the scenes and all the carnival activities, you know, like challenging Mike Tyson to a fight and stuff like that. You know, it takes away from the actual event itself.
But listen, But this is, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but this is what gypsies are all about. And I'm telling you, they're con men. They're just, I swear to God, I was a cop. Let me tell you, I'll tell you a unique story. During the pandemic one time, some psychic from San Diego called me, okay? I won't mention who it was because obviously I'd get sued probably for doing that. Anyway, she wanted me to watch another psychic for her on Union Street here in San Francisco. I kid you not. She had a psychic called me to watch another psychic. Okay, to find out how many customers she had coming and going, that kind of good stuff. If she was a psychic, she would have known that. Right, you know what I'm saying? So as a policeman, I never had any positive encounters with gypsies. I never had one where they weren't criminals. I've never had them on the B side of a case, okay? And when I was growing up, I remember I saw that there was this big gypsy. He weighed like 420 pounds, and I had the envision of making him the next Andre the Giant. You know what I'm saying? The giant gypsy, this and that. So I took him to the gym twice. He lasted two workouts, and that was it. He couldn't make it anymore. But he smoked a lot of PCP. I don't know if you know what PCP is. But once I found out he was smoking PCP, I realized I can't put this guy into WWE.
No. But talking about gypsies, I remember a guy going to see a gypsy one time, and the shop was shut. And on the sign it said, closed due to unforeseen circumstances.
Oh, hey, what's Lennox Lewis doing these days besides going to Saudi Arabia and making money on appearances?
Yeah, he's doing appearances in Saudi. He's actually coming on tour in the UK shortly in August, September. He's doing a tour, after dinner tour, so he make himself a whole load of money on that. He's doing well, and you know what? He's a really nice guy. You know, he's very, very accommodating. You know, he done a birthday wish for my two daughters. When we're in Saudi, he's done a video message for him. Yeah, he's a real nice guy. I like Lennox.
1988 Olympic gold medalist. I'll tell you this story. He had just beaten David Tua. David Tua was supposed to present a formidable challenge for him, but it was nothing. I mean, he lost every round, probably every minute. Didn't win a minute, I think, in the 36 minutes of fighting. And the bottom line is, the end of the day, Lennox Lewis and Emmanuel Stewart are coming out of the ring, and Emmanuel sees me sitting in the front row, and Emmanuel hands me one of Lennox Lewis's title belts. It says, come on back to the dressing room with us. So I carried the belt back to the dressing room, this and that. So I was in the dressing room, and Lennox comes in there, and he's walking back and forth. He's pacing like a lion. He's a 6'7" lion, pacing back and forth, saying, he wasn't spit with an H. He wasn't spit. I thought he could crack. He couldn't crack. And there was, I watched him wind down, and that was something, that's priceless for me. I mean, that was a memorable moment, watching Lennox Lewis come down after whooping David Tua.
How do you think Lennox would have done with Larry Holmes?
I think Lennox would have been a formidable foe for anybody in the world. Even with Larry's jab, I think that Lennox would have been a guy that, I don't know. You know, Larry's jab opens up a whole different world, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally, totally. Just totally different animal.
You know, I keep going back. Somebody said to me, there aren't any knockout punchers. A lot of fights are going to distance, this and that. And I told you about the time I asked Larry, I said, Larry, I said, every punch I saw coming at me, I could see it, and I could take it. Every punch I saw, I could take. And I said, he goes, yeah, and every punch I saw, I could take too, except Ernie Shavers. When that Ernie Shavers punch came, I saw it coming, Pedro. You psychologically prepare for it, right, Kenny?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you prepare yourself because you can see the punch coming, so you're preparing for it. He said, and it still knocked him into another world.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Different levels, totally. I mean, James Tillis says, we were talking the other day about it being Tillis's birthday. Tillis told me, he said, yeah, I've been knocked out by Johnny DePloy and, you know, Tommy Morrison and stuff like that. He said, but honestly, he said, I can't explain what went on in my head when Shavers was cracking me. He said, it was just another level, totally.
All right, pound for pound right now, is anybody better than the Japanese fighter in Illinois?
No.
Anybody no, close? Canelo said this week he's not going to fight David Benavidez again. No surprise there, huh?
No, not at all. I mean, Canelo was up there at the lower weights, but as he's gone up, now he's tarnished his ring skills, his aggression, his knockouts and stuff. No one compares to him. Not for me, anyway.
Did you get a chance to watch Junto Nakatani last night?
I didn't know. I was working last night. I haven't seen any boxing this weekend up to now.
He scored a first-round knockout. Rudy Hernandez, who's the brother of Gennaro Hernandez, told me about two years ago, he goes, Pete, this is the best fighter I've ever had in my life. I said, better than your brother? He goes, Yeah. And he didn't say that reluctantly. He'd be 20. A Japanese guy, 28-0, Hunto Nakatani, 28-0, 21 KOs, WBC 118-pound champion. Knocked a guy out named Vincent Astrolabio or something like that, 19-4. Knocked him out last night in 2 minutes and 37 seconds. And, of course, that was for the WBC Bantamweight Championship over in Tokyo. So, Tokyo, the Japanese fighters, are they all clinging to one guy? Is it the one guy that's got them united and sort of bringing boxing to a forefront over there? Because boxing was always number one in Japan. It's just they couldn't fight.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Zhang, he's Chinese, isn't he? Or is he Japanese?
He's Chinese.
Chinese, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like America ruled the roost at one stage in nearly every division known to man. And then they had that lull where, you know, the Klitschko's took over and there was no one really to come forward and challenge the Klitschko's until, well, obviously Fury did it, but he's British. But I think we have stages and levels in the fight game where certain nations come and go. And, you know, like the Puerto Ricans, you know, Juan Laporte, Wilfredo Benitez, and fighters like this, you know,
Gomez.
They're not... Gomez, oh yeah, Wilfredo Gomez, one of my favorites. I mean, they're not there no more, you know. So, you know, it's you know, Salvador Sanchez. My God, what a fighter he!
Wait. I saw him. I saw him annihilate Gomez. I was there. I was at the weigh-in that morning. The whole nine yards. Gomez didn't make weight. He was 130. That was a hell of a fight. But Sanchez was willing to fight the best fighter in the world. I mean, Gomez was 32-0 with a draw. I think he had a draw in his debut, but he had 32 straight knockouts.
Yeah, and he's the only man to ever knock out or stop Azuma Nelson.
Wow, and that Lupe Pintor fight, speaking of Harold Lederman, the reason I bring Harold up, the former HBO judge, yesterday I believe it was his birthday, or July 19th was his birthday. We want to wish him a heavenly birthday without a doubt, but God, I'm going to say this. I think the fall of HBO boxing, the fall of HBO was the fall of boxing. Do you think I'm right, or am I leaning too much on an ex-sponsor?
Well, HBO sort of crawled into boxing silently in the late 70s, I believe, with the likes of Holmes, Weaver, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they just seemed to explode in about 1984, 85, something like that. And they seemed to take over the fight game, and then as quick as they came in, they were out.
Okay, good enough. We're going to roll to a break. You got some time? Got a little bit more time?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, straight up, we'll spend some time with Kenny Rainford. Of course, that means putting sock on the delay, but the bottom line is we're rocking with the man from the UK. Talk about Mr. Kenneth Rainford. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. Of course, you can check them out at towerofpower.com. On the line, of course, the Skype line from the UK is Sir Kenneth Rainford. And Kenny, next we've got Joe Joyce hooking it up with Derek Chisora. Chisora's a little bit long in the tooth. Joe Joyce, should I it's going to be on TV over here. Should I get up and watch this?
Only if you have to.
Ooh, God. Okay. Well, talk to me. Why? I mean, I know Chisora's long in the tooth, but he's always brought 100% anytime he's came.
He's always game. He's always game. He's always dangerous. Unfortunately, early this week, he was arrested for headbutting a guy outside a restaurant, which isn't too good for selling the fight. But nonetheless, the fight's going on. Joe Joyce, obviously... Got stopped badly by Zhang twice. It's an interesting fight, but really, where can either fighter go? That's the outlining question. Yes, it'll be a good fight while it lasts, but, you know, where really are these two fighters going, whichever one wins?
Interesting. You know, when you look at the entire heavyweight picture right now, is there anybody that stands out to you? I mean, Jared Anderson here in the UK, he gets arrested as well. Of course, he's been arrested like two or three times in the last year, once for going 130 miles an hour in a police chase and being drunk as well. So he's not your typical Boy Scout. But then again, boxing's never been about Boy Scouts, has it?
No. I mean, you know, you look at the levels today, you got Usyk, you got Fury slowly but surely declining. I really don't see anyone out there that excites me, to be fair. I'm sure there is one somewhere, but he just hasn't appeared yet, you know?
Okay. When you look at the big picture right now, the Tim Tszyu thing, of course, he's on the outside looking in. He was going to fight Virgil. They were going to bring him back in a Virgil Ortiz fight. I thought that was the absolute worst thing they could do. I mean, first of all, the corner screwed him in that fight because they should have stopped the fight. He got accidentally cut in the second round. It was an elbow or whatever it was, but the bottom line is he was cut in the second round. So the fight, he was bleeding on the top of the head, a cut man, Jake Stitch Duran, says that you can't stop because it's an artery up there. You can't stop it with the regular blood. So they couldn't stop the cut, and they let it go a couple of rounds too long, and then they were going to the scorecards after four. You hear what I'm saying? So that corner had a chance to keep his O several times in that fight, and they didn't. So the corner failed him miserably. The doctor failed him miserably. The referee failed him miserably. Everybody failed that kid. And then they were going to put him back in a fight, a comeback fight with Virgil Ortiz. What are they trying to do? Get him run over by a truck?
Crazy. It's obviously all about money.
If it was all about money, then guess what? I would have stopped the fight after the third round, said, you know what? My guy's cut. He was cut by an elbow, this and that. You guys can look at the films if you want, but we're not going any further. It's over. That's what I would have cut my guy's gloves off. That would have been it.
Yeah, correct. You're absolutely correct, but no doubts about it. Anyone with an apath of boxing brain would have said, listen, This is going to go badly for us. Let's just pull him out right now, right out.
And get a technical draw. I mean, to get the technical draw, and then we'll come back and we'll do the dance again. We've got our O. Bottom line is, he gets a loss. It's an ugly loss because he bled like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally got it. And like you say, you know, he's got to seriously look at, number one, the cut man, and, of course, his management team. His trainers in there. They know the rules. They should have known right there and then.
Kenny. Obviously, they didn't know the rules.
Well, they should have done.
Here's what's up. Every jurisdiction that I went into, in other words, as a TV guy, I studied the rules, whether it was Mississippi rules or New Jersey rules. Sometimes there's differences. So you've got to look at what time it is and where you are. Obviously, I don't think they did in this point. This guy that's going to fight Terrence Crawford, Israel Madrimov. Should I get excited about him?
Should get excited about Terence Crawford because he's always in a good fight, isn't he? You know, I mean, he'll always perform well, 100%, and I'm sure the other guy will give it 100% as well. So it makes for a good fight, yeah.
Yeah. But Terence Crawford fights about as often as Led Zeppelin tours.
At his age now, I guess he needs the rest.
But come on, man. And the last fight, and check this out. You know, Ring Magazine was once known as the Bible of boxing, correct?
Correct.
They just issued a pound-for-pound list, a top 10 pound-for-pound list, and guess who was number 6? Earl Spence.
No.
Can you believe that? I mean, that shows you that there is no boxing media. There isn't. And that's why they can get away with this. And I'm going to mention, I don't know if you saw this, but the Oshaki Foster, Robinson Canseco score a couple of weeks ago, that was underneath like Shakur Stevenson, I believe. And the bottom line is he won 11 rounds to Oshaki Foster, not in an impressive manner, and obviously not in the most impressive manner in the entire world, but he clearly won 11 rounds. And one judge had it 8-4 the other way. That's a 19-round difference from me. And I had a judge certificate with the Association of Boxing Commissions. I'm not a schlug. 19 rounds difference, Kenny.
No, it's wrong. It's wrong. You know, it's a fact the game isn't what it is anymore. We don't have to, you know, you mentioned Harold Edelman before, one of the great judges. He certainly wouldn't have got any scorecard like that, you know. You got to look at these judges and sometimes really have a look at what they're looking at because it's not what we're looking at.
No doubt about that. All right. Any big fights coming up in the UK besides this heavyweight fight coming up next week?
No, not really. That's about it. You've got there's a fight in Daniel Dubois fighting in September against you know who, Anthony Joshua. That's about the biggest fight coming up. I personally think Joshua's going to do a number on Dubois.
Okay, Isaac Cruz versus Jose Valenzuela. That's going to be on the Terrence Crawford Madrimov undercard. How good is Pitbull Cruz?
From what I've seen of him, he's not bad. He's not bad at all. I can't fault him. Haven't seen a great deal of him, but from what I've seen of him, for what's around today, he's not bad.
I think he's fighting a little bit too heavy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think he's like a 130-pounder fighting. You go where the money's at. Right now, he's 100 WB, 140-pound title, and so give him his props. You think Crawford's going to... can you fight every once in a year, once every 18 months and really be... part of the game? I mean, you talked about the boxing is not what it used to be, but still 18 months. And the fact that Canelo, you're supposed to fight the number one contender once a year. He hasn't fought the number one contender in 3.5 years now.
No, that's right. Yeah. That's boxing for you today. It's shameful at times. You know, big George Foreman, when he was in his 40s, he used to, and Holmes as well, they used to say the way to get in condition, particularly when you're getting old like Crawford, is to fight often.
Yeah.
Keep the wheels in motion. Keep it together, because Crawford will just fall apart overnight one day with gaps like that in his career. It'll all of a sudden catch up with him, and the wheels will just come off.
Okay. Is Jake Paul a sensation in the UK?
He's got a massive YouTube following. You know, any real boxing fan for me would not be looking at Jake Paul. I've got to admire him for what he's done and what he's doing.
I'm going to tell you this. One of my producers, I'm not going to point out which one, okay? One of my producers might steal that fight. You know what I'm trying to say, right? I mean, he might. Yeah. I'm trying to say because I don't know anybody. Here's what's up. Nobody's paying for pay-per-view here in the United States. I just go straight out to you. Everybody's except me. Maybe Daniel. Okay, but outside of the two of us, nobody's buying pay-per-view here. How are they getting these big pay-per-view numbers when nobody that I know is everybody I know has got a pirate move?
Yeah, well, I hear DAZN's in massive trouble, financial trouble. So we'll see how long they last.
Wait, how could they be a massive? Listen, Eddie Hearn's in charge of that place. He only lost $1 billion in his first 2 years.
Exactly. There you go.
A billion.
A billion. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what more to say. That's like $1,000 million. I don't know. I mean, that's how much he lost in the first year. And I can't believe they signed him for a new. Anyway, bottom line is there is no real promoter right now. Is there a TV? Is this Netflix deal? Do you think they're going to be able to do anything when they get Jake Paul and Mike Tyson and put this all together? Is Netflix going to be the future of boxing, possibly?
I don't think so, no. No, I don't think so. They haven't got the money, the platform that, you know, DAZN's throwing away and companies like that, you know. So it'd be nice to see competition out there for sure.
DAZN cost me $30 a month.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So you see.
But, listen, I mean, Daniel tells me that porn sites don't cost that much. That's what he told me.
Yeah.
YouPorn. YouPorn. Yeah. No. Tommy D. YouPorn. Tommy D. Anyway, life is treating you good over in the UK right now, my brother?
Yeah, we're all good. Yeah, it's summertime, although it rains now and again, but yeah, it's nice and warm.
Okay. Any chance of Larry Holmes going over in December probably for the Tyson Fury Oleg Usyk rematch? You going to get him a little contract there or what?
Oh, we'll get Larry over for sure. He's just great company, you know. No. You know, like Larry, Tim Witherspoon, James Tillis, all the old, Mike Weaver, the older fighters, they're always great company and real nice people. But I'll let you go on one little story. Was
make it real 19- quick. I got about 20 seconds.
Okay, it was Larry Holmes sparring with Philip Brown. It was absolutely sickening to see Philip Brown eating that jab. He was concussed the next day.
All right, no shit. Hey, you have a great day. Say hello to the kid, hug the child, kiss the wife. We'll talk real soon. Sir Kenneth Rainford from the UK, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer after the break.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Woo!
No, that's not Ric Flair's theme music. He stole it from my next guest. We're going to talk about Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, coming to us from the Bronx. And how is the Bronx today? Is it hot?
It is a sweltering 88 degrees, but very humid. We had a little bit of rain earlier, so... You know, it's not a good hair day.
let me rub it in. It's 62 degrees out here, and we're not sweating.
Aye.
Okay. All right, let's talk about Jake Paul, a phenomenon. Kenny Rainford says he has a huge UK following, so he sells pay-per-views over there as well. I mean, I've always been sort of pro-Jake Paul, but am I underestimating his ability to generate money and his ability to generate fans? I mean, the guy seems like he's a bit of a phenom.
Look, I've always said, sell Jake Paul short at your own expense, because prior to me coming on, you know, my little research, I went on Ticketmaster, and there's only cheap seats available tonight at the arena in Tampa. So it's going to do well box office. It's going to do a good rating on the zone. Jake Paul, like it or not, like him or hate him, he brings attention to the sport, you know, and he's here to stay. Look, he's 27 years old. He's fighting a good fight against Mike Perry, who I believe is going to give some sort of resistance.
I thought Mike Perry was a porn star, but he's a bare knuckle guy. No, for some reason, I mean, guess I'm thinking too much about Tommy D. Tommy D is our resident porn expert.
He's a you pornologist, I believe.
Listen, hey, he's a super dad. Tonight he's celebrating his daughter going off to college, this and that. So, you know, I want to wish the entire Dillamuth family, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. You know, I mean, I have to address him as Sir Thomas Dillamuth. I can't call him Tommy D at first. I have to call him Sir Thomas Dillamuth. That's part of his contract.
Well, you know, it's a good gimmick, and I'm glad I put that in there. Super dad.
Okay, but back to Jake Paul. The guy he's fighting is a bare knuckle guy, and I told you that I sort of, you know, I never lost a bare knuckle fight, but that's some brutal stuff, man. You're hitting guys in the face with yikes. I can't. And plus, don't they wrap their hands? Don't they do hand wraps?
They wrap up until the knuckle, so the knuckle is exposed. So it's not taped fist. You know, they go up to about halfway up your hand, and it's definitely not like boxing. It's the closest thing to a legal street fight as you get outside of the MMA world. It has an audience. Mike Perry has had a resurgence. He was a mid-level fringe contender in the UFC. He was 18-5. He has one pro boxing match back in 2015. He was stopped. But in BKFC, he's made a name for himself. He's 5-0. And he's hit the mother load tonight fighting Jake Paul. He's filling in for Mike Tyson. I mean, tonight was supposed to be the night was supposed to be for Tyson and Paul. And with Mike coming up sick, Jake Paul said, hey, we still got bills to pay around here. So Mike Perry steps in. So,
and obviously they switched venues from the Texas venue, of course, to Florida. Back to Texas and Tyson. They're looking like to sell 65 or 70,000 seats. They will pack that place to the gill. Probably be a record type of crowd.
This is Jake Paul and the 57-year-old Mike Tyson, who I think ate an edible. Hey, here's my theory on the plane, that plane thing he had with the medical issues. I think he ate an edible, and he sort of freaked out on it, because that's what happens when you eat edibles. Maybe you know, but you eat an edible, sometimes they go overboard. You go, ah! Anyway, he had a little slight panic attack. I think he had a panic attack on that plane. That's why they stopped that plane and sort of helped him out this thing. That's why they postponed this fight, of course, until November. But it'll be in November. It'll be in Jerry Jones' stadium, and they can close the roof up on that place, can't they?
Yes. I believe it's a retractable dome, the home of the Cowboys. Look, it's going to do well. I mean, people are going to call it a carnival act, or, you know, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, it's about making money. You know, both these guys are going to make a boatload of money. It's stirring up interest in the quote-unquote casual, and it's going to ring the cash register. So, okay. Hopefully no one gets hurt.
Mexican boxing fans aren't getting excited enough, I think, about Isaac Cruz. Of course, Pitbull Cruz, of course, lost that fight to Gervonta Davis, but outside of that, lost him on points. But outside of that, he's been pretty damn good. Of course, he's going to take on Jose Valenzuela for the WBA super lightweight title. Of course, on the August 3rd card with Terrence Crawford and Israel Madrimov, of course, for the WBA super welterweight title. And of course, and on the card, my favorite weight watcher, Andy Ruiz, taking on Jerome Miller. Isn't he the fat black guy?
He's a fat black guy that got popped for PEDs. Yes, he is.
Okay.
He can fight a little bit, though. It's just, you know.
I know, but I'm saying, you know, my producer's watching me here. I'm holding my hands up in the air. You know, because I cringe anytime I have to cringe on this because I'm not politically correct.
And why should you be? I think you put in you have earned a reputation. And, look, it is what it is, right? I mean, he's a big black dude, but I mean, just being called black shouldn't be offensive, you know. I'm probably in the minority. I'm a big baby fan. He could fight. It's just the fact that does he have, you know, from the neck up, you know. Andy Ruiz hasn't fought in about 3 years, it seems like.
I hate to say it, but I just wish people like Andy Ruiz would just go away.
As long as, you know, you can sell a little, you know, some tickets. And Andy, you're right. Andy should owe the boxing gods. He was blessed by the boxing gods that day against Anthony Joshua. And he repaid them by, you know, going crazy on Coronas and Coke and burritos in the rematch. And ever since then, he's had some issues. You know, I think he's going through, like, some separation or divorce. I'm down on Andy. You know, I was high on Andy at one point. I thought that, hey, it's a good story. A fat guy beats this guy that's
317 pounds. He went to camp for that fight. He ended up weighing 283 officially.
Yeah. I mean,
wait, look. Time out. Any other sport, the guy would have been ruled unfit to participate.
That's a good point. Yeah, but you know how it is. The heavyweight division, you don't have to make weight. You just got to kind of have a pulse and show up, you know, when they say, you know, it's time for the weigh-in. If he doesn't beat Big Baby Miller, then I think it'll be the last you hear about Andy Ruiz, because this is definitely a winnable fight, although I believe it will be entertaining.
Okay. Martin Bacoli, is he a schmear taking on Jared Anderson?
Jared Anderson is somebody that people have high hopes. You want... No. Own worst enemy.
I think the high hopes are only in the top rank offices. But go on.
I mean, look, the guy's got skill. You know, the problem is I think he's the type of guy that you need to keep him busy, keep him in the gym, because when he's not, he seems to get in trouble. You know, and then, you know, he's had a checkered childhood. You know, and you don't know how stable he is in terms of, you know, when the big moment comes, is he going to perform? To answer your question, this fight's a showcase fight for Jared Anderson. Originally, he was supposed to fight Deontay Wilder, but Deontay didn't hold his end of the bargain, so I expect a good performance by Jared Anderson.
Okay, Lomachenko said he, according to Lomachenko's people, of course, they're not going to try to unite the lightweight championship with Gervonta Davis, rumored to be a fight that was close to happening as far as November in Las Vegas. So that fight is on the... Back on the the back burner because, according to a report this morning, Vasily Lomachenko is kicking back. He's not motivated. You know what that tells me? They haven't offered him enough money.
I believe you're correct, sir. Yeah, I saw that statement by his manager. And if that's the case, then just retire. You know, he's had a great career. I mean, his manager's talking about him not fighting for the rest of the year. He said the whole family thing. If I'm going to take him at his word value, then have a great life. See you in Kansas City in a few years. You know, he's had a good run. But I was really disappointed. I thought that fight with Gervonta Davis was going to happen. And like you said, they probably just didn't offer him enough ducats.
Well, I think he's negotiating.
Well, if he comes back in a couple of weeks and we have a big press conference, what does that say about Lomachenko? Because part of that whole pressure that they released was, it's not about money.
Yeah, it's always about money.
Of course, it's always about the money.
Okay, Little Caesars. I'm not a Little Caesars fan. In fact, I think when I see people eating that stuff, I can't believe that they eat that poison. That's the nastiest pizza I've ever seen in my entire life. Having been to New York and been raised sort of like on the Atlantic City boardwalk as far as eating pizza is concerned, I just can't imagine Little Caesars even being a real pizza. Anyway, Little Caesars Arena, Detroit, Michigan, July 27th, Clarissa Shields is stepping up and wait a little bit, and she's going to take on, get this, a girl by the name of Vanessa LaPage-Jonet, who is so-called billed as the world heavyweight champion, but she's 7-1 with two knockouts, but in that one loss, she was knocked out.
They don't make the heavyweights like Ann Wolf anymore. That's what I got to say.
No. Man Wolf.
Ouch.
No, that's a compliment. No. I'm not knocking her. Are you kidding? You think I'm kidding? You know, I want you sending her the tape? Are you out of mind? No. I'm not knocking her. That's a compliment. I watched her. I can't remember who it was, but she was whooping two dudes. She whooped up two dudes in St. Louis one time when I watched her sparring.
Ann Wolf was a baddie, you know, and in every sense. Look, I'm happy for Clarissa Shields. She's able to make some money, but who really cares? Honest. I mean, she's unfortunate for her. You know, she's in a weight class that there's nothing there for her. You know, she would probably have to cut off half her, you know, butt cheek to make a good fight against, like, some of the girls that are lighter in weight, like Amanda Serrano and Michaela Mayer. And, you know, those are unfortunate for her. She's just in a bad weight division. She's going up to, quote-unquote, chase history, go up to heavyweight. More power to her. She had her great moment when she beat the girl from England on the road in a great performance. I can't remember her name. But Clarissa's like, okay, good for you. You know, I have zero interest in seeing her.
Okay, let me go through the top 10 according according to BoxRec, pound for pound. See, Inessa Estrada, I can go with that. She's 26 zip. I think she's like, if she was a dude, she'd be a superstar. No doubt about that. Amanda Serrano, the Puerto Rican queen. I think she's got a bout coming up tonight, I believe, on that Jake Paul undercard. Dina Thorslund is number 3. Katie Taylor is number 4. Katie Taylor got that gift against Amanda Serrano a couple of years ago. Kenja, Stephanie Enriquez is number 5. Yocasta Valley, we saw her a fortnight ago on TV. I thought she's a pretty good-looking fighter. Delphine Persone, Chantel Cameron, Evelyn Nazarena Bermudez, and number 10 is Jessica Neri Plata. No household names there, but there's a couple of exciting fighters there. But who's the future of women's boxing?
Who knows? Skye Nichols, who was fighting last week, she's got a good fan base out of Australia, former Olympian. Look, the evolution of the athlete is here, you know, and women fighters are getting better. I think Estrada still has a lot left in the tank, so maybe she's part of the future. Her biggest win was against Valley. Part of what makes these female fighters, quote-unquote, stars is if they're easy on the eyes. I mean, let's face it. I mean, we all remember Mia St. John. You know, she couldn't fight much, but she was, you know, nice to look at. Christy Martin was not an ugly woman. You know, she fought like a dude.
Man, so. Christy Martin looked like Daniel.
Ah, damn, brother. You gonna do Daniel like that?
Oh, I knew you were going to come. I knew that. You followed that one perfectly, my brother. Thank you so much. No, Christy, the coal miner's daughter, she was reportedly involved with all these Don King productions, calling the shots at Don King Productions. So I called her on it, and she said she's nothing but the commentator. And I said, oh, okay. But the bottom line is I think she's running all the shows down there, and she's not doing good shows. Don King's last three shows have been pathetic.
Ouch. I think it's time.
Sock, you have a good week. Hug the wife. Sorry you couldn't make Tommy D's party tonight, but I hope you got a good excuse.
I do, but I will be there in spirit.
All right, much respect. Hug the wife, hug the kids. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, my brother. Peace.
Boxing's PhD from the Bronx, Mr. Socrates Palmer on Sports Byline.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, I hear his voice. He's been gone now a little over a year. I'm talking about Scott Cuddy. I hear his voice and I sort of look across the pond and expect, when I say across the pond, through the glass and expect to see him sitting there. But the bottom line is, of course, he passed away a year and a half after he left us here at Sports Byline, and that was when I found him laying on the floor back here, of course, in a diabetic stupor. Bottom line is, if you have diabetes or, you know, you're pre-diabetic or something like that kind of stuff, get some medical attention, because Cuddy didn't get it, and Cuddy's not with us because of that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and not health. Of course, Jake Paul and Mike Perry tonight. It'll be on pay-per-view, of course. And I'm not knocking Jake Paul, because if he can turn people out and
and get them to buy pay-per-views, more power to them, because the bottom line is people aren't buying pay-per-views anymore. And I keep saying to myself, you know, I go to the strip. Me and Daniel, we have to admit this. We go up to the strip club up the street, the Condor Club, and they show us all the fights on the screen, the pay-per-view fights, and the UFC as well. So the bottom line is, wink, wink, that's where we go and watch the fights, okay? But the bottom line is everybody else is stealing them. They just are. Everybody I know, maybe for Socrates and Tommy D, and why am I excusing those two? Because they're affiliated with me. The bottom line is, you know, everybody's snatching pay-per-view. So the question is, they need to do something about that. And I don't mean more pay-per-views. I mean to find some type of medium in which you can charge people a reasonable cost, not an exorbitant cost, to watch a fight. I don't think you need to pay $80 to watch average guys on TV. Straight up, this has been a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we've been doing this since 1984. That makes it 40 years this year. My producer is the great Daniel Ogden, of course, the great executive producer for Saturday. Until next time, peace, ton, and a lot of respect from the Sports Byline Stuttering Network.